listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Was Ms. Whitman engaging in her own form of donut?
This is exciting, I got to tell you. I've never roasted a fake...
Yeah, I guess it's hard in my kitchen. I don't
feel horrible that they can't accept me for who I am.
Must drown government like a baby.
Epic fail.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is the only place in the world where you're going to hear this kind of radio show. Truth is our bitch. And we'll take you anywhere and through the looking glass. We go places other talk shows can't go, man. PhilHendryShow.com is the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show. Go over there right now, watch our live streaming video of the show. We are on video right now, the video cast, as well as live streaming audio of the show. And you can get the downloads tomorrow of this show and all kinds of thing at PhilHendryShow.com. Archives that are being made into downloads every day. And you can take us mobile, too, on your Android, on your Evo. Take a look at us mobile wherever you are. You can watch our video cast, listen to our show on demand anytime, day or night, at philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. We continue with our discussion. Don Mixa is on the line with us. Don is in Seattle, Washington. He's a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. The story, and it's an interesting story, and it's certainly tapped tapped into a vein of concern among people. Maybe it's football season. It has to do with a little boy, an 11-year-old boy, who, even though he wants to be a cheerleader, has been bullied and pushed around at school and had his arm broken by these bullies. Now, this boy, Tyler, his name is Tyler Wilson. He's the only guy on the cheerleading team. He loves gymnastics and tumbling. He wanted to join the squad despite the warnings of his mother that the boys at the school might tease him. The trouble started when some of his middle school classmates spotted him cheering the day before school started, and they began the teasing again. The mother said, "I knew that some of the kids were teasing him, and we talked about ways to deal with that." Things went from bad to worse when Tyler was walking home from school and two of his alleged tormentors approached him and punched him. The incident allegedly included one of the boys picking up Tyler and slamming him on the ground, breaking his arm. Now, that's serious. And I'll tell you, if you've got a kid that engages in that kind of violence, you got a problem, kid. Real serious problem with that kid. Serious problem with that kid. Like, let's start with maybe the kid needs medication. Maybe he's being beaten up at home. See, we're figuring things out now. If you got a kid that's that violent, that picks up another kid, slams him to the ground, and breaks his arm, that kid's got a serious anger management problem. Now, is he being slapped around at the house by some slob of a father? Is he being, has he got a biochemical imbalance? What's going on? All right, here is some of the audio that we had for you, and this is of, I believe, both Tyler and his mother. Here first is Christy Wilson, the boy's mom, asked by ABC News why her son was bullied.
Because he joined the cheerleading squad, and he wants to be a cheerleader. I kind of expected the normal teasing, and I kind of figured, you know, there might be a fight. I figured black eye, bloody lip, boys will be boys, they fight, but my child is broken, and that's the part that hurts. I want the criminal charges because I want this kid to know that it's not okay.
Here is 11-year-old Tyler Wilson says he'll continue cheerleading.
It feels horrible that they can't accept me for who I am. It's my choice. If I want to be a cheerleader, I'm a cheerleader. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make a lifestyle out of it.
And here's Don Mixa who joins us. You heard, Don, there's the mother, there's the son. I know that you have said that kids need to be mindful of their choices in life, but you can hear, that this boy has had to kind of run a gauntlet. I mean, isn't that something to be proud of? Isn't that something to be proud of in any kid?
Hey, look, Phil, yeah, without question, it is something to be proud of, and it's something to say, you know, good on you that you're, you've chosen something that obviously you knew was going to throw you into a pressure cooker. We don't want to teach our kids, though, Phil, to be so selfish that they don't care how their decisions react or reflect on others. I would love to be able to have a bumper sticker on my car that says, "My son's an honor student." I would love to be able to have a bumper sticker on my car that says, "My son is a this or that, you know, an A student on a roller, a lot of the things that you see these parents in. But instead, my son chose to join the wrestling team. Here's a boy that wants to be a cheerleader. These are both choices that certainly are going to raise eyebrows. They're going to have people talking, you know, at the supermarket and the hair salon, wherever these people talk. My wife had to hear it when she was at the hair salon. Let me hear your son's on a wrestling team. So on and so forth.
And what, I don't understand the thing with the wrestling team. What is that supposed to mean? Is that some kind of a gay thing?
I don't know what it is. I really don't, and I don't agree with the parents and a lot of these other kids that make fun of people on the wrestling team. I don't, but I do know there is something about it that leaves me cold.
What is that?
I don't know, and I don't think I want to explore it. I'm not gonna discourage my son from being on the wrestling team, but I don't think that it's going to do him or anybody else any good by after they have their wrestling matches to go and. You know, to go and socialize with those people. But when it comes to this little boy who's a cheerleader, same bull crap, different day. You know, you've got a kid who's, I think I'll be a cheerleader, and that's going to reflect on the parents, whether it's with a piece of rotten fruit or whether...
Then that lady made a very good point. She said, what town do you live in that you get hit with rotten fruit from a moving car?
I'm going to tell you something, Bill. I don't know where you're from. I come from a small town, and I've moved to big cities my whole life, and it doesn't matter whether you're from a small town or a big city. You're going to get it. If people know that your kid does this, that, or something else, generally they're going to find themselves a tomato or something that rotted. Excuse me. Something that's staying in the refrigerator up. They're going to take it, and they're going to try to bury that in the back of your head. So...
I don't know of anything like that. Our number 877-876-PHIL. So this is a question, as far as you know, about selfishness.
I think so, yeah.
That it's all right for a boy to choose being a cheerleader, but you know what? It's pretty selfish because the parents have to pay the price. You mentioned the bumper sticker of my kid's an honor student. We all see those bumper stickers, you know.
Well, I can imagine that this is a boy, if he were my son or any of your son, and you'd love to have a bumper sticker that says, my son is an A student, and instead, you got nothing to put on your car. You're not going to put, my son's a cheerleader. You'd never do that. I mean, I would. Well, okay. I don't know what to say to anybody that says that.
I would put my son's a cheerleader? Why wouldn't I put that on there?
I don't know what to say. I mean, anybody that would actually say what you just said.
I don't know what is so unusual about it. 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go to a phone call here on the Phil Hendry Show. We have Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Don Mixa.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say as respectfully as I can, considering I am just totally dumbfounded by this man's attitude, if as a parent... he is embarrassed by anything that his children do, then shame on him for ever deciding to be a parent. That is inherent. It goes with the territory. It's going to happen. Secondly, this 11-year-old boy has done nothing that anybody should be embarrassed about. He is trying to explore different things in life. He's not a criminal. He's not doing anything awful, bad, to hurt anybody. And yet, this man who unfortunately is a teacher and is teaching not just zero tolerance, how about negative 1,000,000% tolerance?
Oh, that's not true.
I can't believe
that
you.
That is not true, ma'am. What I'm trying to say is this. Look, I remember when our daughter was an infant and she reached into her diaper, as little babies will, and she threw it all around a restaurant. You wouldn't be embarrassed by that? Of course you would.
You're an infant? You had an infant in a restaurant?
Yes, I did.
I want to tell you something.
I had an infant in a restaurant, and she picked the stuff out of her diaper and threw it at the head waiter.
My son was, I'm sorry, it's hard for me to hear you because I'm on the road driving a truck right now, a moving truck, and so what if I had a CDL? I'm a woman, oh, shame on me. Now, my son was a collegiate.
You wind up killing a family of four in that truck if they go underneath the tractor or the trailer because you're talking on a talk show. You know, okay, great. You know, nice one.
Wait a minute. Will you let the lady finish? Go ahead, Jennifer.
Thank you. My son was a high school wrestler, a collegiate wrestler. I went to every match. We cheered. There's nothing
all
icky about it. These fellows work out hard for hours every day, all year long. I was a competitive swimmer for 16 years. What, was there something wrong with that? I challenge your mental stability as a parent. Shame on you for being a teacher. Shame on you for teaching intolerance up the wazoo. I can't believe you.
That's not what I do. I don't do that, ma'am. You're the one that was the swimmer, and now you're driving a truck. That bespeaks a bit of confusion, I think. Nonetheless, let's get back to your son and his wrestling. You can do what you want. You can say what you want. You can be what you want. But I have a right to be embarrassed if my daughter reaches into her diaper and hits the head waiter flush in the face. You don't think I have the right to do that? I question your judgment if you say that I have problems with something like that.
It's an infant girl. Obviously, that's going to happen. Okay.
But this lady has questioned my sanity while she tools down the road in a tractor trailer, putting at risk God knows how many families.
First of all, you're ignorant. I'm driving a budget rent-a truck, okay? I'm moving my own things. So, okay? Secondly, what if your child had something like cerebral palsy or something else? Would you walk around being embarrassed by your child?
I think you can create
a child to be exactly what is perfect your mind?
No, ma'am, but I can tell a friend of mine, Bill Fefford, and he and his wife had a daughter. She had muscular dystrophy, and she was a lovely little girl, but they took her to a buffet on a Sunday afternoon at the Hyatt Regency, and she, you know, spilled the food all. You should have seen it. It was a mess. And sure, they're turning red. And they're like, look at this stumble bum.
They didn't call their daughter a stumble bum.
No, they didn't do that, but the kid took the pastries, and it's just everywhere. Why? Well, she had cerebral palsy, or what do you call it, the muscular sclerosis. Am I embarrassed? No. Do I regret the fact that I've got to hang around and watch them clean it up? Yes. Do I punish my daughter? No, I don't. Do I take her to another buffet? No. Do I?
All right, I understand. Jennifer, thank you very much, and appreciate your call.
Jennifer, drive carefully.
877. She wasn't in a tractor trailer. And your story about somebody spilling food at a buffet. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more on the boy cheerleader, Tyler Wilson, who this little boy stood up for himself. I'm going to be a cheerleader. And the bullies broke his arm. We'll be back with Don Mixa from the University of Washington. Talk more about this in a moment of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We got a few more minutes here with Don Mixa as we talk about Tyler Wilson, a boy who wanted to be a cheerleader. He's 11 years old, and his quest to be a cheerleader and join the cheerleading team at his school there in Findlay, Ohio, has led to him being bullied by other kids, having his arm broken, but he still wants to press on. And really, what we were talking about here is supporting our kids and their very healthy instincts, Don. And you've taken the stand that while this child's instincts are to be admired, that his choice of being a cheerleader somehow reflects badly on the parents. And you know, I know.
Look, if I could, Phil, because
No, but your philosophy was basically this. Actions have consequences, which I don't disagree with.
Exactly. Let me I want to tell you that I read the comments by Harry Shearer on your show, and I kudos to you and to Harry. I think you had it dead on. You got a great show. And I was reading the Huffington Post. It was in the Huffington Post. Now, I'm a progressive. I am very, very liberal when it comes to my politics. This is one area where I'm not liberal. When it comes to my son and when it comes to kids, if I were to hear that my boy wanted to be a cheerleader, I would react very negatively. Listen, actions have consequences. I'm a big Huffington Post fan. Let me put it to you. Let me give an example. I'm attracted to Arianna Huffington. Would I like to have her? Do I fantasize about having Arianna Huffington? Yes, I do. Do I fantasize about having Arianna Huffington over a pile of U.S. Constitution? Yes, I do. Defiling her? Yes, I do. Would I do it? No, I would not. Why? Actions have consequences. If I were accused of taking Arianna Huffington sexually, I would be in no end of trouble, and it would reflect on my wife and son.
You're not comparing you sexually assaulting Arianna Huffington with your son wanting to be a cheerleader? Or
not? No, my son is not a cheerleader. I'm talking about the other boy.
Or, I mean, I'm sorry, the other kid being a cheerleader.
I'm saying, and again, Phil, don't be dramatic. Try not to be dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic.
But I'm saying actions have consequences. I'm a liberal. I would never want to embarrass Arianna Huffington, and yet I do find her attractive. Would I do things to her that you can't really publish in a family newspaper? Yes. Do I realize that would reflect badly on my family? Yes. Would I do it anyway? No.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to a caller in Los Angeles listening on KTLK. Peter, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, great. Good evening, everybody.
Yes, you know, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Back in the mid-70s, I attended high school in the Los Angeles area. And as a prank, we ran this guy whose nickname is Bobo, and we ran him for cheerleader. And the school administration was up in arms in the very same way that the professors were reacting, how they thought it was an awful thing, and they expressed all this thing where they felt that people like me, for running the guy for cheerleader, you know, we were damaging the reputation of the school. And he actually won a placement on the team twice but was denied. The most amazing thing about it is he won as a write-in. The point I'm trying to make is that was back in the 70s. I cannot believe some of the stuff I'm hearing from you, Professor. I find your remarks to be homophobic. I think you have a deep fear that this kid could be gay, and you're hoping to God that your kid never did what this 11-year-old boy did. I think you live in fear of that. Your ignorance about wrestling is unbelievable. Now, wrestling's not my favorite sport. I come from the days where I like pro wrestling, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair. I really don't like the collegiate stuff. But believe me, those men are not gay at all. There's no reason to feel grossed out by what they do. And I'll tell you, if a collegiate wrestler ever heard your comments, your nose might be broken a bit, too. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm saying
it's very offensive what you say. And number two, your remark regarding
a guy that would actually look up a girl's skirt in cheerleading thing. First of all, if any guy was ever caught doing that on a cheerleading squad, they would not only be suspended from the team, they would probably be expelled from school.
And so you know as well, if you know anything about cheerleading, the guy's got his hand right up there. Now, where do you think he's resting his hand if he's holding a girl by her? You know
what? Not inside the dress, my friend. He would be expelled.
Where's his thumb? Where's his thumb?
It would be outside.
Where do you think his thumb is?
Oh, please.
I mean,
exactly.
You belong in the Ignorant Hall of Fame.
First of all, the fact that your school was shocked by a male cheerleader, I'm not saying male cheerleaders are unusual. I'm saying it's not something that reflects well on a family name if you go back generations. And I don't know about your family.
Well,
but
you know what?
If
maybe you want to do is live in 2010 and not 1810. In this day and age, with so much stuff going on in schools with drugs and gangs, whether or not a boy wants to be a cheerleader or not, it's his right, and it's so insignificant. You know, when
I have dreams for my son.
School.
I have dreams for my son. And we have a family name to uphold. And generations from now.
You're more concerned about your name than about your son.
No, I'm not.
This
no,
is
I'm
all
not.
About
I'm
you,
not.
Sir. All I've heard
no,
about
sir,
the whole
is
podcast
not.
Is you, you, you.
Well, you're talking about your... Excuse me, sir, but you were talking about your what you like in wrestling. What's that got to do with anything? You're talking about Hulk Hogan. I don't know.
You were talking about wrestling.
Yeah, well, this guy's going on about his hobby.
Wrestling, sir. You brought it
I
up.
I brought up... Yeah, I brought up wrestling in the context of it being very suspect in turn... in how they relax. Do you know anything about it? No, you don't.
Phil Hendry.
They relax in a very weird way.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here with Don Mix, our news hour next hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. We're talking about Tyler Wilson, and this has certainly struck a chord with the audience, Don. I know that you love your son, and you believe this little boy has courage for sticking up for himself, but obviously the impression that a lot of people are getting from you, and I don't know how many people you represent, but is that you think this boy choosing to be a cheerleader somehow hurts the family name, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that family. My family, yes. I've got people in my family who go back for literally decades, Phil, as inventors, as chemists, engineers. I had a great uncle that was a design engineer with Ford and came out with a great many innovations. I've had... we have an engineering name in our family. If my son, which I thank God, and even though I am a progressive, and I believe in progressive politics, I thank God that my son, and I knock wood, that my son has chosen, with the exception of the wrestling. But I wanted to just make one point, if I could. I am a feminist. I believe in the rights of women. And I've listened to a lot of women giving me a hard time tonight. I want to say this. If they can't understand why I am opposed to my son or any boy being a cheerleader at that age, understand something, that when you throw a girl in the air and she lands on your hand, this is an invasive move. It is an invasive move.
Well, are you talking about a little 11-year-old boy is not going to be holding a girl up in the air by her rear end. Is that what you're saying?
I am exactly what I'm saying, and I'm shocked that the women tonight who've been calling your program...
An 11-year-old boy doesn't have the physical strength for that. Okay?
I don't know. I don't know, Phil. I don't know anything about cheerleading. Do you?
No, I don't. But if you don't know anything about cheerleading, how do you know that he's holding the girl up by her rear end?
Because I've been to enough football games and I've seen a guy with his hand up there. And you can see the look on the girl's face. She obviously doesn't look comfortable. She is being invaded. But she's got to smile, because that's the maneuver that they practiced. So she has to sit there and smile while his thumb is God knows where. If that were my daughter, I'd come out of the stands. I'd come out of the stands. And God help whoever's in my way.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to L.E. listening to us in Memphis. L.E., you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, Don. I mean, Phil, to you and your guest, Don.
Good morning.
As I sit here and waited my turn, I had set three examples that I wanted to expound on. But, man, I tell you, since listening to Don, man, I just don't know where to start. Don,
yes,
when
sir.
I say this, I mean this from the most serious part of my heart. You are a damn fool. And I said that again.
Hold
on. You are a damn fool. For you to be on this radio talking this mess like you're talking. First of all, that little guy, there's no telling where that career thing that he's in right now can take him. If you watch these various commercials on TV, you see all kind of males doing different acrobatic stunts and forms. It may even take him into the... Olympic arena. Man, I would hate to be a child of yours. And I really feel or believe that your children can't wait to get out of your house, man. Because you, again, you're out of this world, man. You're something else.
Sir, I am.
And I don't mean that in a good fashion. And I really don't mean that in a good fashion.
I'm trying to say that any father, yourself included, would have questions about your boy wanting to be a ballerina. Wouldn't you? Of course. Same reason why I have questions about my
ballerina. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's a money making career. I mean, what's
wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. But I'd have to vet it. I need to vet that.
What do you mean you got to vet it?
I'd want to look into. You want to be a ballerina? Yes. Where?
Well,
you wouldn't want to have him have a physical. I'd at least want a doctor to look at him.
Why would you want a doctor to look at your son if he wanted to be a ballerina?
I think there are questions, that's all.
Go ahead, Ellie, I'm sorry.
And if I may speak briefly on the cheerleaders. Don, for the next cheerleading you happen to observe, look at the guy's hand. The fingers are toward the young lady's back. The girl is resting on the guy's palm. His fingers are toward the back. Now, when they raise them and lift them and they catch them in the air, the one arm goes under the legs, between the thigh and the leg, and the other one is holding the young lady on her back. He is not... Man, I don't know what you're saying.
Sir, when you say... No, excuse me, sir. I mean, give me the credit. Give me at least this much credit that I've been to the same kinds of football games that you've been to. I've seen the same kinds of cheerleading, and I would say to you, when you say the fingers are toward the back, well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
they are.
Yeah. Meaning?
But what are you saying?
And the young lady is resting on the guy's palm. His hand is not up in her.
You just said his fingers are toward the back.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think's back there? Her rear end.
Her tailbone. What other than that? What are you talking about? In a rectum?
I don't have to give you an anatomy class. What are you talking about?
You have. Phil, let me come in on one other subtopic.
Wait. I just want to say one thing. Yeah, okay. Don, are you saying, even though the girl is wearing probably some kind of a gymnastic tight, that he's got his finger up there?
I am simply saying that for an 11-year-old boy, that's a heck of a way to introduce a boy to a young lady. Hi, I've never been involved intimately with a woman, but why don't you go ahead and land on my finger?
One more comment, please.
Go ahead. Yes,
out of all the crazy things Don has said this morning, there was one comment that he made just really, it disturbed me. When he made all of his comparisons have been just totally unequivocal, equal to to the subject that we're talking about tonight. There's no comparison. I'm enjoying this foolishness, but other than that, there's no truth in it. But the thing that really disturbed me, Don, is when you tried to compare a young white female marrying a black male in comparison to this young man. Now, to me, that has no equalism in it whatsoever. And for you to make that comment, not only are you crazy, you are a racist and a bigot. You have a problem with yourself.
Well, you know, sir, I was waiting for you to come out.
You have a problem with yourself.
Why did I not know you were going to bring that up? Why did I not know you're...
Well, what did you mean by that?
What did I mean? I was talking to a white woman.
I heard the lady.
And I know what they fear more than anything.
You made the statement.
Well, I was talking about what she's afraid of, not me. I'm a progressive. I'm a liberal. Liberal all the way down the line.
So liberal that your son, if he's a cheerleader, wow, that's a stain on the family name.
Wait, excuse me. Where does it written that I get to be a liberal? I got to let my kid be a boy. You guys,
he's about
you know the thing that cracks me up
self,
is this.
And that's sad. It's really
the
sad.
The thing that I think that has made me laugh is that you guys will not face the truth that when a girl flies up in the air and lands on a guy's hand, You guys think there's just that's just fine.
They don't land in the hands. They catch them in the guys catch the girls in his arms. Done.
Right. When they go up and do the hand thing, why do they make the guy stick his? I thought I saw the finger sticking up there. I don't know.
Well, then, if you don't know, don't say, man. You may be assuming a lot of things. If you don't know, don't say. Don't sit there going, well, an 11-year-old boy is going to catch a girl with his finger, this and that. You don't know.
You know, Phil, when you get excited.
And perception is totally out of this world.
Imagine that. You're the
dangerous
guy.
Man.
You guys. Well, no, you guys.
Dangerous man.
Mr. Henry,
have a good morning.
When you
thank
get excited.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate
yeah,
you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Man, Mr. Henry, when you get excited, this is what you do.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about and everything like that.
Your voice cracks, you get excited, your blood pressure probably goes up, and
all right, so you're knocking me now. That's fine. You can do that.
No, I'm not knocking you.
No, that's fine. If you want to knock me, great. But it takes us further and further and further away from the point. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lindy on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Lindy.
Professor Nixon, you know, you've drawn a lot of attention to yourself tonight.
No, ma'am.
Probably not in the best way.
No, ma'am. No, I've had a lot of misunderstanding.
Do you feel the same way about professional ice skaters? I mean, you know, they do a lot of the same moves.
I don't know. I don't know. What's your point?
Listen, you know.
What's your point?
You're coming across tonight.
Why don't you just...
And very clear-minded.
Just get with it.
And I think a lot of...
Get with it, will you? Get with it. What are you trying to tell me?
Don't tell her to get with it.
Well, I mean, I had a guy just call me, you know, the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. I happen to be a progressive. And I happen to be a guy that is...
And
yeah, that's right.
But, you know, your comment regarding your son being a wrestler, the lady caller who was driving a truck, and you questioned her driving abilities, that she was going to kill somebody on the road?
She's on a cell phone. She's on a cell phone talking while she's driving. Don't you
consider
that to be dangerous?
Marriage, you know?
Do you think that's dangerous? Well, you know that white women...
That's disconcerting. But,
I was talking to a white woman like you, so I naturally thought that that was something she'd be concerned with. But what I would ask you is this. If you're such a woman, you know, opposed to what I'm saying, you want a kid learning how to catch your daughter with one hand. Is that what you want?
You know, cheerleaders and ice skaters, they're professionals. And I don't think that kids at that age
are
going to be doing that.
Why are you bringing up ice skating? All the time? I could care.
You must be involved in ice skating.
Yeah, she must be.
No, I'm not. But
if you want to teach your kid,
I've seen with ice skating that may be the same as what cheerleaders do with what you guys were commenting on, a woman being on top of a man's hand during whatever.
I'm getting the feeling that you're getting more of a thrill out of this than anything else.
I think you are.
Exactly. See, you're laughing.
I'm a college professor, and I can't
mention something that I shouldn't have mentioned. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break here.
What did you have to dump?
It's never mind. I said something that I shouldn't have said. All right, we'll be back here. Don Mixa and the little 11-year-old boy, and we've also got our news hour coming up, and there's a lot of crazy news to get to tonight with Robert and Bud. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What an idiot.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I just think Dan Rather makes a lot of progressives look really, it makes us look pathetic.
877-876-PHIL. I'm talking with Don Mixa here about the little boy cheerleader Tyler Wilson. who you have, Dawn, obviously, if you want a positive message, your message has not gotten out that way. I know, because you've been talking about this boy, but not crediting his family.
I think you got a lot of people in your audience, Phil, that don't listen. I think they need to clean their ears out, and I haven't said anything negative about that boy. I simply said, I have been trying to defend women. I said what I said about Dan Rather. I'm a progressive, but I think Dan Rather has made a mockery of progressives.
Yeah. All I said, and this has got nothing to do with, I said that I thought Mark Cuban was classy to give Dan Rather that show on HDNet. I think Mark Cuban acted very classy.
Well, I disagree. I think that both of those guys ought to get into a leaky boat and sail out in the middle of the ocean for all the good they've done me.
The progressive movement?
No, I'm talking about me personally.
All right, 8778, I don't know what that means. 877-876-Phil. Let's go over to a lady in Abilene, Texas, Kinsey, listening on KFNA. Kinsey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like we need a little education in the regulations, rules and regulations of the NCA. Definitely. This is a nationally recognized organization. I was a cheerleader at ACU for 4 years.
What's that? What's ACU?
It's Abilene Christian University. And it's involved with the National Cheerleading Association, which we are responsible for.
Well, can you catch a girl by her? Can you hold a woman by her?
All of their rules and regulations, and now I'm an instructor.
Are you allowed, as a man, are you allowed to put your hand in there? You're not allowed to do that, are you?
You're not, sir.
Okay.
And they watch it very closely. That hand does not go under the skirt. When they do the hold, the men are required to hold the thigh. And there is a certain distance they must remain from the crotch area. This is a national organization.
Now, where do you exactly hold a woman if your hand is not near the crotch? You've got your hand over her, excuse me for saying, her butt crack. Is it?
Will we let just the lady talk?
You're holding with a woman. You cannot rub anything. You're doing your best to hold her weight up there. She's weaving and bobbing.
But you've got your hand right over her crack, right? What's that? When you were a cheerleader, Kinsey, let me ask you, Kinsey, when you were a cheerleader, did a guy ever try to pull anything with you when he,
Not one single time.
He never tried. When he had your hand, when he was holding you with his hand, he didn't try to move his hand around and...
If he did, fall.
Okay. All right. Well, then enough said. I'm wrong. It just seems to me it's a golden opportunity for a pervert.
Not the field, I can tell you that.
It sounds to me like it's a golden opportunity for a pervert to get some of his kicks being a cheerleader.
Is that what you're afraid of? That your son's not your son, but this boy had become a pervert?
I think if you ask a boy to be a cheerleader and he's catching girls with one hand and the thumb, go ahead and land on my thumb. I think you're begging for it. But if this lady, what she says is true, then I stand corrected.
All right, Kinsey, thank you so much. Invitation to perverts. That's a new one. That's a new one,
What do you mean it's a new one?
To say that a guy wants to be a cheerleader because he wants the opportunity to catch a girl by her rear end is as people have been saying, this is an extremely strenuous kind of activity. And who's getting their sexual kicks while they're holding up someone's body weight? And maybe they've got two people.
These guys will hold two girls, one in each hand. And they've got their thumb God knows where. I can tell you, and I'll say it again, Phil, if I saw my daughter parked on a guy's hand and I saw his wrist move, I'd be out of the stands.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Tim. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me begin by, let's talk about families. I know you were talking about your family and how you're so proud of them, and they're engineers, and I can relate.
Correct.
My dad was an engineer. At graduated Cornell, mechanical engineer, invented the vacuum forming machine. His dad invented pressed steel at Gotham Steel. My great uncle was founded American Steel.
Pressed what? You call it pressed what?
Pressed steel, where you take flattened steel and press it and press it into a can or
steel.
A vessel.
Press steel? Into a vessel? What did he say?
Into a pressed steel.
I see. Well, that's not my point is
that my dad was a cheerleader. Can I speak?
Well, you say that your father was involved in some kind of a pressed...
Pressed steel.
All right.
So my point is, my family's been involved in many inventions. They are mechanical engineers. They're captains of industries. And my dad was a cheerleader. And I am that boy that got beat up because I was a gymnast, and I was bullied when I grew up.
Did it give you a drinking problem?
Pardon me?
It didn't give you a drinking problem or a pill problem, did it?
I don't understand your question.
I thought you said pressed ham, and when you say pressed ham, then it makes sense that there's a that he would become a captain of the pressed ham industry.
Phil Hendry.